The mystics live in spiritual climes for which there are no words. The mystics live in spiritual climes for which there are no words. There are no words for understanding the divine reality that dwells within each one of us. There are no words that define the world that we live in, the world that is our reality, the world that is our mystery, the world that is our magic. There are no words to describe it. Can you describe how a baby is born? Can you describe how a baby takes life? A life separate from the mother, separate from the father, a life of its own. And how a baby takes a body given to it by its parents and develops that body. Some develop it magnificently, others develop it beautifully, others develop it in many different ways. But all develop it themselves. For they have within them a mystical self, a spiritual clime that is so grand and so glorious and so beautiful. No words can ever describe it. No words can ever depict it. No words can ever make it real more than the fact that it is real. More than the fact that it is the most glorious experience that we could ever imagine. Can you imagine how wonderful it is to be? Can you imagine how wonderful it is to be happy? Can you imagine how wonderful it is to live only, in your ultimate awareness of yourself? Do we really live in awareness of ourselves? Do we really know who we are? Do we really know our divinity, our spiritual reality, our spiritual climb that we actually live in all the time? And we just come forth from that spiritual climb into the human world, into the world of expression around us. And as we come forth to it, we think that what we have come forth into is our reality. And it is merely part of a game that we play. It is merely part of a life that we have taken on because it's exciting. Because we like the game. The more exciting the game, the more wonderful the game, the more magical the game, the more we like the game. But the game is not our reality. The game is only an experience, an appearance, an illusion, an experience that is for the moment, not everlasting. Because it comes and goes, it is here today and gone tomorrow. It is in our awareness of who we are and what we are, and it is a joyous and a wonderful experience. But it is not our reality. The mystics live in a spiritual climb for which we have no words, for which there are no words. There are no words to express the divinity that we are. That we are that divinity is a reality. That we are that divinity is our truth. But there are no words to express it. There are no words which can enable us to understand it more deeply. We can only understand it when we go into our inner self. We can only understand our divinity, our spiritual climb, when we go into meditation and we listen to the divine within us. We listen to that magical self within us that is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic that there are no words to describe it. We feel the sense of tingle throughout this physical body. We know that there is a grandness and a gloriousness and a magic that is so fantastic that speaks to us and says, yes, this is wonderful. Yes, this is grand. Yes, this is beautiful. Yes, this is who we are. Have you had moments of meditation where you listened to your divine within? Truly listened. Meditation is not merely listening, it is communicating. Meditation is being aware of that divine within you. Meditation is being fully conscious of the divine in you and delighting in it to its fullest. You don't understand it. That's not the purpose of it. We don't understand how the body is made. We don't understand how the world goes around. We don't understand these things. We think we do, but we don't really. Because there is a magical way, there is a spiritual activity going on there that is so glorious and so fantastic and so revealing and so fulfilling. There are no words to describe it. So we just sit in awe, and that's the word. We sit in awe of this higher area of understanding, of this higher climb, of this higher awareness. And as we sit in awe of it, then its delight radiates through our entire body. Its delight radiates through our entire being. Its delight is our delight. And we live in that delight, and we delight in that delight, and we are so happy in that awareness, because that is our reality. The mystics live in spiritual climes for which they have no words. Now, why is it that mystics can do that? Well, a mystic is one who listens within, who lives in a state of meditation, a state of oneness with its own divine quality. And you and I are as much a mystic as anyone else in the universe. We are all mystics, but have we chosen to listen? Have we chosen to be aware of it? Now, listening is glorious. Communicating is even more glorious. Can you communicate with your divine self? Can you communicate with your reality? Can you communicate with the allness that you are? Can you? Can we communicate with the allness that we are and know that allness and be that allness and enjoy that allness? We do that every time we say, "Hi, God, how are you today?" And God answers us and says, "Just fine. I'm so glad that you're taking the time to recognize you can talk to me. You can listen to me." Meditation is listening and talking to God. Meditation is being one with my divinity, being one with the all. And why is it we don't all live in the houses of every family in the world? Because we've chosen a family to live in. And that family has a father and a mother who dearly love us. Or we are the parents ourselves who dearly love our children. And as we live in that household is our household, and we can communicate with our father, with our divinity. We can communicate with our mother, our creativity, our divinity. We can create and speak with them and be one with them and understand them. We can never be them. We have to be ourselves. We are the bigness of the universe, but we're not the smallness of the universe. We are the bigness, the allness of the universe. We are the divinity. We are the mystical reality of all that is in the spiritual climb that we are in at all times. Today you can set your sail, set your awareness for being aware of that mystical self, that spiritual climb in you, and you, though you may not have words to express it, to describe it, you live it, and you can say, "Hi, God, I love you," and you can feel a warmth and a tingling through your being. You can say, "God, whatever you ask me to do, whatever you tell me is my highest and best, that I will do. And God, I'll listen. I'll listen as you talk to me. I'll listen as you say to me whatever is my divinity. Because God, you and I are one. You and I are one. And as our oneness is a reality, I live in my spiritual climb of magic, of mystery, of wonder and glory. And that is me, now and forevermore. And how grand that is. Thank you, Infinite Presence, for letting me be aware of just who I really am. Of just who I really am. I love you. I love you. I love you.